with the Hampton Roads Planning District Commission. Good morning, Ben. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Outstanding. Good to have you on. All right. You've heard this so many times. Let's make it one more time. Is your nickname Spanky?
No.
You've never, you don't know who
Spanky? Oh, yeah.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay. You don't know the little rascal, Spanky McFarlane?
No, it starts to ring a bell now, but it's been a while
for yet. Hey, look at the bright side, Ben. You never expected that to be the first question, now did you?
No, and you learn something new every day, right?
Well, yes, I do. Yeah. Thank you for being a good sport, man. Now, tell me all about this. How did it get started? What is GetFloodFluent.org? Go ahead, Ben.
Sure. So GetFloodFluent.org is a regional public awareness campaign that the HRPDC and our member localities have been working on for almost a year now. We've been talking about flooding and what to do about it and what residents can do about it for a long time. And one of the things that our locality thought we could all work on together was education. And so we put together this website. We got a grant from DCR, from the state, to help fund it. But overall, it's a regional public awareness campaign, and we're trying to get people to learn about the risk of flooding and also why they should go and consider getting flood insurance.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things, I'm looking at the sheet that you sent, Ben, and it's fascinating to me where it says floods are the most common natural disasters, and anywhere it can rain, it can flood. In addition, it doesn't even have to be raining for flooding to occur. It can come from storm surge, high tides, or high wind. Now, here in Hampton Roads, I would imagine that brings certain dangers for us that not everybody in the country is going to have, and I'd like you to talk about that, Ben. Go ahead.
Well, we are kind of in a special place here when it comes to the risk of flooding. I think, we all see the water every day. Even if you're not right on the water, you might drive over it on your way to work or to school. So certainly we're getting flooding from all angles, whether it's a hurricane that's pushing a storm surge in. We've seen a lot of wind-driven flooding in southern Virginia Beach mm-hmm. over the last couple of years. It doesn't have to be raining to flood. And even if you're not right next to the water, you can still get flooding just from rainfall.
Yeah, I saw that in here, and that surprised me, because I like to think that I live in a low or no-risk area. But in the information that you've given, if you live in a low-risk area for flooding, that doesn't mean no risk. More than 1 in 5 claims to the National Flood Insurance Program in Southampton Roads have been for properties outside of high-risk flood zones. So this pretty much applies to everyone, I guess, huh?
It does. You're absolutely right. Low risk does not mean no risk.
Wow.
Those maps, they don't tell the whole story. And so, they're only taking into account whatever the models that FEMA and their contractors can use to actually make those maps. And so there are things that are going to be left out. And we think that in Hampton Roads, we know that there's a risk of flooding even if you're not in one of those high-risk zones on the map. So really, you should think about where your property is, what you've seen on the news, and you should think about getting flood insurance because of that.
We're talking to Ben McFarlane. Ben is senior planner of the Hampton Roads Planning District Commission. Now, one of the things people might think, okay, I'm cool. I don't need to buy the insurance because I can rely on the federal government. That is not necessarily the case, is it, sir?
That's absolutely not the case. There's only a few limited circumstances under which you'd be able to get some grant assistance from a federal agency after a flood event. If your house is just getting flooded, mm-hmm. You're really out of luck unless you have flood insurance.
All right. There's so much information, so much good information. Now, I see this 1-800 phone number, 1-800-427-4611, and that's going to tell you something about flood insurance programs. Tell me more.
Right. So that's the number for the National Flood Insurance Programs Help Center. So if you have some questions about NFIP flood insurance, you can call that line. You can also just call your insurance agent for your homeowner's insurance or for your renter's insurance. That's another point. Flood insurance is not just for homeowners. It's also for renters.
Okay. And any other numbers and information on how people who are renters or homeowners can get the flood insurance? What do you recommend they do? Call that number or what should they do?
Call that number, or if you already have insurance, you can call your agent. They're the ones that are going to be servicing your flood insurance policy anyway. So if you like your homeowner's insurance agent, call them. But if you don't already have insurance for either renters or for homeowners, you can call that help center line.
Now, the website is GetFloodFluent, the word fluent, FLUENT.org. How did this get started?
We have a group of localities. They get together, they meet, they try to figure out what are the things that they can work on together to improve resiliency in Hampton Roads. And this was kind of an easy sell to really start to educate people about flood insurance. We saw a few events over the last couple of years where there were a lot of people that had their homes get flooded that didn't have flood insurance. We realized that the rain-driven flooding was going to be a bigger and bigger impact on Hampton Roads. not just the hurricanes, not just the storm surge flooding, and so we wanted to do something about it.
Now, I see here another thing I didn't know. There's a 30-day waiting period, so if you're thinking about this, you might want to do it before hurricane season, huh?
Right. Hurricane season starts June 1st, so if you want to have coverage in time before that, you should get moving.
All right. Well, you've done a good job, Ben, but I might have. There might be a question I should have asked that I did not. Anything else we need to know? Ben, the floor is yours, sir. Go ahead.
You know, if you have questions about it, feel free to go to getfloodfluent.org. That's where all the information is that we've collected. It's got some interactive challenges that you can take to learn about more about flooding and to test your fluency. We also have some video testimonials of local residents who've had to experience flooding in their homes, and they could talk about their experience and whether or not they had flood insurance and how that helped them.
Hey, Ben, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for the good service you and yours provide. A pleasure, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks again for having me.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. That guy was good. He was cheerful, enthusiastic. He was a full all week. There you go. And this affects so many people listening right now, no matter where you may be. GetFloodFluent.org. GetFloodFluent. I just spell it out just in case any of the salespeople want to get on board. GetFloodFluent.org. Now, we think about this stuff.